A traditional Czech pastry is now an almost inescapable part of the scene where Czechs and tourists get together in any numbers. In this week's Czech Live, Dominic Kuhn explores the mythical origin of the humble pastry snack, trdelník, and tests how it goes down in the centre of Prague.
I'm standing in the middle of Old Town Square on a typically busy, tourist-filled summer's day. And in front of me are a load of stalls, which are quite a new feature here in the Old Town, selling crepes and hams and sausages. And one unmistakable stall is that of the trdelník. It's a sweet delicacy that's baked on a coal flame. It's a tube shape, so it rotates round, much like on a spit roast of a piece of pork. And it's become quite an unmistakable item. And it's been marketed as something that's old bohemian, so I'm trying to find out what some tourists that have bought it make of it. Tell me what you imagine that is. Tell me about, what do you know about the trdelník?
Nothing. It's made of bread and it's very delicious, and that's all what I know.
What do you believe to be the history of the trdelník, the thing you've just ordered?
I don't know the history of it.
What would you imagine it to be?
Imagine the history to be. Just a pastry, very popular in Prague, I would imagine. I don't know if there's any actual significance to it. I just thought it'd be a popular pastry here.
Oh, the history.
Yeah.
A funky old donut? Czech-style donut? Gone crazy? I don't know.
And would you imagine it to be like a sort of historical thing that Czechs have eaten for hundreds of years, perhaps? Or did that...
I think what's bizarre about it is that it's cooked over charcoal.
I definitely thought it was traditional. The writing, I mean, just the whole marketing looks really traditional. And when I was researching coming here, I kept seeing things like about this as being one of the like local foods. So I definitely thought it was traditional.
Might the following perhaps be true? National trdelník Day has been celebrated by Czechs on the first day of the full moon after the autumn harvest, ever since the 14th century. It was then, in 1387, that Bohemian King Trd gallantly crossed the mighty river Elník to reach his beloved future bride, Princess Brambora. The legend is that he was carrying one bag of coal and another bag of flour. Using a great deal of ingenuity, he took the flour, mixed it with water, made rings from the dough, and roasted these over a charcoal fire. He then placed these rings over his arms and used them as a flotation device to reach his beloved princess. Alas, this tale is a complete invention from your humble reporter's even more humble imagination. The real story of the trdelník is of a common method of cooking used all across Europe and beyond. The Hungarians, Slovaks, and even Turkic peoples of Asia have spun dough on an open flame. According to trdelník.com, the sweet treat was brought to Moravia in the 18th century by the Hungarian general Jozef Gvadányi. But as another website, trdelníky.net, notes, there are a great many myths about the origins of this treat. I spoke with Ladislav Provan, head of the Gastronomy Museum of Prague, to try to find some answers.
Trdelník is, first of all, incredible marketing success. Overnight, being young, I don't remember trdelník at all. It didn't exist. The last few years is really skyrocketed, and it's everywhere. Tourists love it, but I feel bad about it. People don't get the overall information. What is it about?
Because presumably many think, oh, look, old bohemian something or other, and maybe that's a traditional thing that Czechs are eating. The history suggests otherwise. It's maybe Hungarian or Slovak or even Turkic, like no one knows.
No, it goes back to Neolithic times, because trdelník ties very directly with open fire. Prior to bread oven and prior to kitchen stoves or plates, there was no way to prepare dough than to twist it on stick of wood and rotate it in front of an open fire. That practically made it accessible for people traveling, for people staying with herds in the nature, right? So that's the charm of it. And as far as it is known to us, it starts with ancient Greece, and practically every nation from Sweden down to south, from east to west, people knew trdelník, with the only difference it had local names. Trdelník is the only thing which is purely Czech, because trdelník is very ancient word, and it meant practically wooden stick or wooden mallet or spindle when twisting yarn. Trdelník was used. So this very nice word, which has many meanings in Czech language, because you know that trdlo is a funny name for somebody who is a little bit confused in a given situation.
You say it's a marketing success, so do we know who... There's like a few distinct stores that have popped up in the centre of Prague. Mm. Is that all like one company? Is it like one Trdelník boss or something?
That is what I don't know. And it doesn't seem to me that it would be so centralised.
And why do you think it's so popular?
Because it's firstly, the name of it, which some for foreigners, nobody can say that actually, right? No vowels. Secondly, I think that it has something to do with very modern approach to gastronomy, which is still, I think, underestimated by professionals. People love to see things being done.
Because the advantage is you can stay on the fire.
Yeah, exactly. They can smell it. They have all these four senses engaged, right? And then consuming that.
Presumably one would think it's extremely profitable because it's just a bit of dough and sugar and butter.
I would say so. Yeah. That's why I'm saying success, marketing success, because it's always, when you have the good tool, you can make money, right?
I shifted to Wenceslas Square, another location where you can find the Trdelníky on sale to eager tourists. There, Radek, one of the people who works in the stalls, kindly agreed to explain to me what he knows about this highly profitable sweet treat.
We call it like a sweet cake made from pastry. And we put it sugar, vanilla sugar, almonds and cinnamon over there. We mix it here. We roll it on stick, then we roll it here. We put on fire and it's like getting bigger. When it's big, we put it on big fire. Sugar is heating, baking caramel. We roll it again and here we go. We have sweet cakes.
So do you make the pastry here yourself?
No, we buy pastry from baker.
From a baker, okay. And what can you tell me about the history of the Trdelník?
History. I think it's sweet cakes was born in Hungarian. And it's a very old sweet cake, like 500 years ago. We make like Czech style.
Czech, so it's got a Czech twist, it's slightly different in here, yes?
Yeah, it's you can make like coconut flavor or nuts flavor, but we have just one flavor, sugar, cinnamon and almonds. It's like a classic style.
And how come it's become so popular here in like a year maybe, the last year or two?
Yeah, a lot of people started to make sweet cakes because tourists love it.
Tourists love it. And it's profitable, right?
Yes, of course. We make it for money.
Yes. Perhaps the greatest irony is how ill-suited genuine Czech fare seems to be to the burgeoning street food culture. Tourists in Prague can regularly encounter stores selling not only Trdelník, but Slovakian halušky, Hungarian langoše, and American freshly made potato chips. Meanwhile, the once ubiquitous Czech sausages have largely been banished. Ladislav Provan again.
Those Wenceslas Square stands, it was horrible. The fat was usually burned and let's not even remember that.
If you wanted to create a representative street food experience of Czech foods that are ideal to be served as street foods as opposed to going into a restaurant, what would you like to see?
Fried fish, for example, that used to be in the old days very popular. Definitely all types of sausages and so on.
We're back to sausages again.
Yeah, again, right? Yeah. But should be good quality.
Good quality, right.
I think that's a big problem. I think that people would come back to sausages in the case that it will smell nicely, that they can see it's good fresh stuff which is taken from the fridge. And
what would you recommend then for a tourist coming here to experience Czech-style street food? What should they look for? What should they do? Or should they just go to a restaurant?
I would prefer a restaurant. because it has street food is strictly connected with street festivities, right? So to some extent, we can say yes, because visiting Prague, you walk streets, you're part of the crowd, and so it gives you this feeling. So in that sense, it is good to have street food, but I wouldn't overdo it.
Dominic Hewn there with a look at the revived fortunes of that pastry snack.